Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 232, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 232. Be in my mind, my Father, through the day. Be in my mind, my Father, when I wake, and shine on me throughout the day today. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. And let me not forget my hourly thanksgiving that you have remained with me and always will be there to hear my call to you and answer me. As evening comes, let all my thoughts be still of you and of your love. And let me sleep, sure of my safety, certain of your care, and happily aware I am your son. Amen. This is as every day should be. Today, practice the end of fear. Have faith in Him who is your Father. Trust all things to Him. Let Him reveal all things to you. And be you undismayed because you are His Son. This is the loveliest prayer in the workbook. As I contemplate this lesson, I get to the line, "Today, practice the end of fear." And I stop at that sentence, "Today, practice the end of fear." I have had over the last few weeks a thought that drifts into the mind that I've seen and which is a little sticky, but I've just let go of it, not really getting involved with it. It's a thought about the last time I did X. The last time I did something. And yesterday I was watching the equestrian part of the Olympics. I used to be an equestrian, taking horses over jumps. And as I watched the Olympic riders and horses, the thought came up. When was the last time I jumped a horse over a fence? And it wasn't really a question about the last time, but more of a memorial for it. It was the last time, and it wouldn't occur again. And there was a sadness to it. And this line in the lesson, Today, practice the end of fear. And I thought about this memorializing with sadness the last time of X. And I realize it's something I've been taught, that the last of something is something sad. But when I look at these things that I've been looking as the last time I've done X, when I look at it with truth and I ask, is that something that I truly want to do now? And mostly they are not. These things fell away because they were things I no longer was interested in doing or spending time with. So it seems illogical, contradictory, conflicting, to have a sadness about something I won't do again, that I don't desire to do again. Practice the end of fear. Practice the end of fearing the end. Having been taught to fear the end of things, this very deep belief for me that I am just realizing, which has been floating up for the last couple weeks, and now this lesson has brought it again to mind, and this time I am willing to look at it with truth. And I think about the last time I saw my father, saw my cousin, or saw my brother. These people who have recently passed. And the falling away of riding a horse seems different than the falling away of being with these people I love in form. And the Course teaches us that the end of form is not the end of the life. And in that, I look to the truth of what I have experienced. I have not experienced my beginning, and I have not experienced my end. And so, to me, these concepts of beginning and end are just concepts. I have an experience that they're true, that I had a beginning and that I will have an end. And so, if there is no beginning and there is no end for me, then that must be the case for them. It's just a falling away of an aspect of them that I don't see in the manifested dream. In the next line of this lesson, when I ask Father, How do I practice the end of X with no fear? The lesson lines that follow are instructions. He says, have faith in him who is your father. Have faith. In the next line, trust all things to him. Trust. In the next line, let him reveal all things to you and be you undismayed because you are his son. He's saying, listen and allow. That's how I practice the end of fear, is I have faith, I trust, and I listen and allow the truth. The letting go of X isn't a sad thing at all, because there is nothing being taken away from me that I'm not ready to release. And if I still feel like I am not ready to release something, like my brother, or my cousin, or my dad, then he asks me to practice, as he says, with faith and trust, with listening and allowing. This will bring me peace. This will bring me truth. This will bring me healing. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to remember that the truth will set me free. Help me to remember there is no beginning and there is no ending. Help me to not fall prey to the fear of these concepts, these false beliefs. I am so grateful that you are with me every moment of every day. Help me to abide with you as you abide with me. I love you. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with the prayer from the lesson. Be in my mind, my Father, when I wake, and shine on me throughout the day today. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. And let me not forget my hourly thanksgiving that you have remained with me and always will be there to hear my call to you and answer me. As evening comes, let all my thoughts be still of you and of your love. And let me sleep sure of my safety, certain of your care, and happily aware I am your son. Thank you for joining with me in the gratitude and love for the love of our Creator. Namaste.